the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Help us to fight this evil.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Reverend Clemente Pinckney, the Reverend Dr. Daniel Simmons, the Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, Brother Tawanza Sanders, Sister Dupain Middleton Doctor, Sister Cynthia Hurd, Myra Thompson, Sister Ethel Lance, Sister Susie Jackson.
That's Norval Goff, presiding elder at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, reading the names on Sunday of all the dead from a shooting at a Bible study, a midweek Bible study earlier there. That made national headlines. Of course, there's an obvious religion angle there. How has the cable news, the big networks, how have they been covering this story? It's a story that obviously, as I said, has an angle for religion. Are the facts getting out straight? And how is that comparing with the local coverage of the Charleston church shooting? Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Bobby Ross Jr. is going to join us. We're going to talk about media coverage of the Charleston church shooting and also answer the question, what is missing from the media's reporting on the new permanent anchor of NBC's nightly news, Lester Holt? Bobby Ross had an opportunity to interview Lester Holt some time back and got something that you're not hearing in the regular coverage of his ascent to that position in the media. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will join us after that. We're going to do Christ in the Old Testament, Lamentations 3, Great is Your Faithfulness, a little bit later in this hour of Issues Etc. Now you can join us with questions or comments. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Or our beloved on-demand listeners, use the Issues Etc. comment line anywhere, anytime you listen, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about media coverage of the Charleston church shootings and also anchor of NBC's Nightly News, Lester Holt's ascent to that position and what the media may be missing in their coverage of him, Bobby Ross Jr. He's an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 25 years of experience for secular and religious publications from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, if I want the best, not just the best religion angle, but really, in a lot of ways, the best reporting on the Charleston church shooting, where should I go?
You should go to the website of the Post and Courier, which is the Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaper there in Charleston. It's the, you know, typically when a big tragedy like this happens, people will turn on CNN or Fox or MSNBC and see the talking heads on cable news, but I think you're going to get a lot better story a lot closer to the action and closer to the people if you know in a situation like that you just Google and say what's the local newspaper in this community, because they're going to be all over it and they're going to know the people and they're going to know the circumstances, and it's going to be personal to them, and that's going to show in the coverage.
How bad is the broader coverage of this, in particular, the coverage that most of us are using because it's just convenient to get, and that is kind of the cable news? How bad is that?
Well, I'm going to have to plead ignorance because I've joyfully for me, I don't have to turn on the cable TV news, so I haven't seen Honestly, I don't think I've seen any of the coverage on cable news on this. You know, I typically know what to expect on that. And I think, you know, I did a post at Get Religion where I quoted Mother Jones had written an article, and their basic premise was that the local newspapers put an awful cable news to shame. And I have no doubt of that, but I can't speak to it personally because I've been blessed not to watch any cable news about this.
So how would you, if you would, just besides the fact that they're proximate, that they know the situation and they know many of the individuals involved in this, how would you specifically commend to us facets of the local coverage of the Charleston shooting?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I think things like just the Sunday's front page of the Post and Courier, it wasn't a bunch of, you know, the kind of thing that you would expect in the Sunday newspaper. It wasn't a big story on what does this say about race or what does this say about gun control or you know, what are the politics involved in this. It was a very tastefully done bouquet of flowers, and then, you know, the headline was In Remembrance, and they had, you know, each of the nine people who died in that shooting, they had their names and then just a little bit about them. You know, I know inside the paper, obviously, there was a lot of news coverage and a lot of probably getting at those issues I just mentioned, but it's just the, not quite how to describe it, it's just, you know, the connection to the community and realizing the community is grieving and this isn't just the tragedy of the week and we're going to have the big-name reporters parachute in here and get some headlines and then move to the next town when there's another shooting or a bombing or some kind of, you know, whatever the next big tragedy is. These are people who live in the community and are going to be there next week and a month from now and next year, so that they cover it from the sense of these aren't just names and latest headlines. These are, as you mentioned, people in the community know, so, you know, it's personal to them.
So this is, even apart from the religion angle, we're really just talking about this is basic groundwork journalism that's being done there, talking to actual members of the congregation, following up on not just the facts of the story, but what the other stories that this story has created.
Right, right, exactly. And you know, I've been on both sides of it. I worked at the Daily Oklahoman 20 years ago when the Oklahoma City bombing happened. And so, you know, I was a part of, you know, a major paper that had a major tragedy happen in its community. And I saw how some of the national people, you know, some were more sensitive than others. And, you know, it's like anything in life. There, you have people who are good at what they do and do it in the right way, and you have people that aren't. You know, so I've been on that side of it, and I've also, working for the Associated Press, in, you know, I would be, you know, sent to a big story somewhere and going into a community that I may never have been before, you know, with the pressure from editors to kind of talk to the key people and get a story. So, you know, so I can see both sides of it, and I guess, you know, from that perspective, it's just the reason I would recommend the local coverage, you know, just in general, and on the religion angle too, is just the fact, you know, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but, you know, just the personal angle and the connection to the community and the understanding of the history and the background of the community. You know, one of the big debates there in South Carolina has been the Confederate flag, and that's when a paper like the Post and Courier debates that from, you know, a general perspective or a religious perspective, it's something that the people are familiar with because they're in the middle of it and they're writing for the actual consumers as opposed to people kind of watching it from afar.
Let's talk a little bit about something that you have personally actually reported on, but this was long before it became the headline that it is this week. Lester Holt has been elevated to the permanent position behind the news desk at NBC Nightly News. Of course, it's a story within a story because we have Brian Williams, who exited under a considerable cloud of, what shall we call it, lost credibility. How would you describe that, Bobby?
Yeah, I would say lost credibility and stretching the truth. And, you know, that's not a good thing in any profession, but especially in when you're in the journalism, which is the truth-telling business, when you start stretching the truth, then you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Now, Lester Holt comes to it as many angles on the story, of course. There's the issue of him being the first permanent anchor who is black and things like that. But also there's a faith angle that you know personally about. How would you describe that?
I work for the Christian Chronicle as my full-time job, and we cover Churches of Christ, and Lester Holt is a longtime member of the Manhattan Church of Christ, which is you know, a long established, very diverse congregation there in New York. And so I guess a few years ago I was in New York and had the opportunity to spend a little time with Lester Holt after the Today Show one Saturday, just talking to him about his faith. And you know, he kind of had some good anecdotes that he shared about doing the Today Show on Sunday morning and then kind of rushing out to catch a cab and make the, I don't know, 20-30 minute trip across New York City, you know, to get to from the headquarters of the Today Show over to the church, and just talked about his faith growing up and talked to, you know, one of the questions I asked him, which is it hard for you being in this news business to be a person of faith? And he was like, you know, he was kind of almost offended by the question and said, you know, we have this reputation of being the atheistic, godless media. But he said, you know, I know a lot of people in my profession or who are people of faith that may not be my specific faith, but basically just talking about, you know, the importance of faith in his life and kind of how he sees his profession as a faith-affirming occupation. So, you know, it turned out to be a good story and got a lot of reaction. And I guess what I've noticed in the coverage back in February when he was first put in to temporarily fill in for Brian Williams, and then this week when he's taken over the permanent thing, is, you know, you have him doing a lot of interviews with media, and as you say, talking about race, talking about how he sees news, talking about, you know, about Brian Williams, but nobody's asked him the faith question. You know, what makes you tick, and does your faith play any role in how you see the world or how you go about your job? And it just, I don't know that I would call it a, you know, that I would say the media's dropped the ball, because I know most of them probably have a short amount of time to talk to him, but it does seem like a lost opportunity where if somebody were to take the time to ask that question, I think it could be something that would get some pretty good responses and something that would give some good insight into him.
So in other words, he's not only someone who makes no attempt to hide that he's a man of faith, but he's also, when asked, he's forthcoming about it. So it's an angle that journalists shouldn't ignore.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I interviewed him as a, you know, working for a religious publication, and he knew the interview was going to be for a Christian publication. You know, I don't know, you know, honestly, I don't know, you know, if you were coming to him from the Associated Press or the New York Times and said, well, Lester, you're a Christian, what, you know, what about your faith? I don't know what his response would be to that, but, you know, he's done the commencement at Pepperdine University, which is a Christian university, and he's, you know, he's spoken at Abilene Christian University and talked about his faith, so these things are on the record. So I would assume that if he was asked the question, that it would be a comfortable subject for him and something that he would talk about, but I guess, you know, I'm seeing no evidence at this point that anybody's even asking that question or seen it as something that would be relevant and interesting to readers and, you know, in a general publication.
You mentioned before journalism as the truth-telling business. Just as a journalist, the bigger picture here, does NBC Nightly News, does it, obviously still have as a ways to go, but does it make a major step in improving its credibility with Lester Holt replacing Brian Williams?
I think they absolutely do, and I, you know, I'm probably biased because I've had the personal experience with Lester where he treated me so kindly, and you know, he, you know, I was from a relatively unknown religious publication, and he took the time to let me come interview him and talk to him, and you know, his fellow church members that I've interviewed talk about, you know, his integrity and his credibility. And you know, his coworkers, when you read some of these major media reports, it's talk about his work ethic and just the kindness of the man and his dedication. And I think it has to help the credibility. And, you know, and being a person of faith myself, I would say that his faith probably does play into that integrity and that in the way he goes about himself, which is why I would love to see somebody actually ask him about that directly.
Bobby Rosser Jr. is an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 25 years of experience for secular and religious publications, from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, thanks for being our guest.
Oh, thanks for having me.
When we come back on this Thursday afternoon, the 25th of June, we'll do our weekly series. Christ in the Old Testament will be in Lamentations 3, the destruction of Jerusalem, and yet God's faithfulness is great. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest.
Substitute Organist Service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the Substitute Organist Service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
There is confusion about marriage in the world, but not with Jesus and his scriptures. Gottesdienst, the Journal of Lutheran Liturgy, will be having a conference on Tuesday, June 30th at St. Paul Lutheran Church, Hamel, Illinois, on marriages and weddings. Come and hear the theology of marriage and the theology of the wedding, and be strengthened in confessing. Helpful sectionals for pastors and laity in the finest of the church's worship. For more information, go to gottesdienstonline.blogspot.com.
Throughout the history of the United States, we as a country have enjoyed our catchphrases, from give me liberty or give me death, to today's classic, it is what it is. TV commercials have added such classics as where's the beef, to eat fresh. Here at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, we do not resort to catchphrases. Here we are about growing God's family, by preaching God's word, by administering the sacraments, and building up God's people. So the next time you find yourself in central Oklahoma on a Sunday morning, come join the friendly folks at St. Mark in Edmond. You'll be glad you did. This is most certainly true.